With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. Students at Savannah Law School are suing after the school announced it's shutting down. The suit says students have already paid tuition for the current semester, or in some cases paid to secure a spot in the fall. Third-year student Katie Fitzpatrick transferred to Savannah Law School when she and her husband moved to the city. Now she's not sure what she'll do.
I have a 2.5-year-old son who's in private school here. We're not going to move. So this is really the end of the line for me. If I can't graduate from here, you know, I'm not going to go transfer and lose credits all over again.
In a statement, the school says students can continue classes at another location, though students say it's not clear where. They can also relocate to the Atlanta campus of John Marshall Law School, which operates the Savannah campus. A group of builders and emergency personnel are raising concern about a bill that's waiting for Governor Nathan Deal's signature. HB 876 already passed the House and the Senate. The Savannah Morning News reports it prohibits local governments from banning the use of wood in certain buildings. The Build With Strength Coalition lobbied against the measure, arguing local building codes could help lower the costs of rebuilding after hurricanes. The group contends coastal areas recently battered by Hurricanes Matthew and Irma should be allowed to strengthen those codes if they want to. The group of architects, builders, engineers, emergency service personnel, and policymakers is backed by the National Ready Mixed Concrete Association. The winter calving season for critically endangered right whales is almost over without a single newborn spotted off the southeastern U.S. coast. Experts say that brings the rare species a perilous step closer to extinction. Researchers have been looking since December for newborn right whales off the coasts of Georgia and Florida. That's where pregnant whales typically migrate each winter to give birth in warmer Atlantic waters. Survey flights end on Saturday. Scientists estimate only about 450 North Atlantic right whales remain. There's a new way to order food in Savannah and Hilton Head starting today. The Savannah Morning News reports Uber Eats is launching with food delivery from more than 80 local restaurants. On Hilton Head, the service has 20 restaurants. The Island Packet reports drivers won't deliver to gated communities that require a fee to enter. Uber says the service gives their drivers more ways to earn money. In sports, the University of South Carolina is out of the NCAA women's basketball tournament. The Connecticut Huskies last night squashed the Gamecocks' hopes for a repeat title, 94-65. With GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.